When I started my Amazon guy, I got laid off from a job where I was the director of Amazon, and within 48 hours, I had started my Amazon guy. So today's Sunday, I'm doing a couple of things on the same time, pushing my 2-year-old here to spend some family time on a Sunday. And Sundays are great days for me to think, because I don't have as much, you know, I have like 5% of the email flow coming from the clients. So as I reflect upon that, and as she's having a little bit of fun here, I was just thinking, like, what I could talk about today that you might find of value. And, you know, for some people, it takes actually more effort to not work than to work. And I'm one of those people. If you're a workaholic, it actually, like, physically drains you more to avoid doing your work versus spending time doing the work. That is very much me. And I was talking to my good friend Andre, who had worded that statement that way, and it really kind of hit me. And so I'm reflecting on that at the moment. And so, like, it actually takes me less effort to think about that and put a video together than to hold it in. And so that's why I'm here at the moment. And how that could be valuable, or the thought process could be valuable to you today, is you really need to think about, like, who you are as a business entrepreneur, right? So, like, I saw on LinkedIn the other day, somebody asked some famous Shark Tank guy, or maybe it was Ellen, I think it was Elon Musk, right? Like, they asked Elon Musk, like, what words of encouragement could you give an aspiring entrepreneur? And Elon Musk was like, if you need words of encouragement, don't be an entrepreneur, right? Like that was his message. And so I do think entrepreneurs need words of encouragement. I'm not as Elon Musk-like as Elon would be, if you will. I'm not as cutting, not as blunt, but I am pretty cutting and pretty blunt. So as you're thinking about, like, what you want to do and how you want to focus your time, you really need to understand yourself a little bit, right? Like, you got to know, like, who you are, what you want, what are your goals. And for me, when I created my Amazon guy, I didn't waste any time. Like, I was just, like, straight. I had the contract signed in under 48 hours from being laid off. And I had a 3-month severance and everything. Like, I could have taken a 3-month sabbatical. I could have taken time off. If I had taken a sabbatical, I probably would have created 6 businesses instead of 1, right? Like that's the kind of guy, like, I would have taken, like, time off to go start 6 businesses instead of, you know, just start 1 business and go right all in, right? Like, I hired my first assistant in the first month, had a line of clients just ready to come in the door. And that's me. You are not necessarily the same person. You're not me, right? Like, you're not pushing your 2-year-old on a swing as you create YouTube videos. You may not be a content generator. Like, who are you, right? Like, who are you? Who am I? These introspective concepts of constructs that we think about, right? And so, like, I didn't prepare this conversation. I'm just winging it. That's generally most of my content, actually. A lot of, you know, I was thinking about, like, if I shifted my content direction to more of, like, high quality weekly presentations. And I was like, that's not me, though. That's like I'm a stream of consciousness, right? Like, I see a sign and I just want to share it. Like, I see one tidbit, like, so I post on Friday about Thrasio acquiring, you know, another $750 million to acquire FBA businesses. And then, you know, I'm thinking, like, okay, how does this impact the future of my business? How does this impact the future of my clients' businesses? And my mind is just, like, racing, and I'm thinking about all the implications, and I talk to all my mentors, and I'm like, what would you do? And how would you position against the market that's changing right now? Like, that's just who I am. And so as I'm thinking about, like, how to help other people come to their own conclusions and think through all of the things that they face, I guess my message today is just have an honest conversation with yourself, right? Like, it's getting harder to sell on Amazon. It's never been a better time to sell on Amazon. There are Chinese sellers that are going direct to consumer for the first time. So there's price competition. Commodity prices in the United States are skyrocketing, right? There was a there's a guy who makes garages, right? So like he's got like 500,000 views on one of his garage making videos. Really clever video content. And he talks about how he hadn't raised his prices in 2 years. But in the last couple of months, he's had to reevaluate his pricing every 30 days. And that's what he plans to do. Like that's how quick right now commodity prices are going up. And so what do I mean by commodity prices? I'm talking about like nails, wood, like basic things that would build like a playset like this, right? And so we have a very out, like I personally think we have like a hyperinflation coming, right? And the government's printed too much money. The Chinese are aggressively buying our land, buying our farms, trying to compete with our Amazon businesses, hacking our accounts, in bed with our politicians, right? And like, what does this all mean? Like, how are these market conditions going to play out? Like, why aren't more people talking about this stuff to begin with is something I wonder, right? Like, we just finished the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump, right? Like, which, by the way, I've never talked about politics on my content channel. But like all of these things kind of add up, no matter what you believe in the situation. I'll just sidestep the conversation, but it's a symptom. It's a symptom of where society is right now. There's a symptom of market forces. Like there is a tremendous amount of money being poured into Amazon because it's a safe haven right now. It is not safe to put your money in many other locations right now. Like, interest rates are at an all-time low, like societal all-time low. We saw a run on silver a couple weeks ago. We saw the GME situation. We saw so many of these business factors, and you need a like your business is your biggest asset right now. Like your team, your people, these are the things that you really need to pay attention to, and make sure that they're whole. Because I think we are going to go into harder times in the next 2 years. I also think we're going to see like record earth-shattering profits. And I think that selling on Amazon has never been a better thing to do. But I also think it's never going to have been harder, right? Like I think we're going to see huge market force changes to the likes we've never seen before, right? Like you could look at all of the historical things we've seen in business and society, right? Like we've seen, we saw consolidation countless times before, right? Like we've seen Walmart, we've seen railroads, we've seen the cotton industry, we saw the tobacco industry. Like vertical integrations have always happened, like throughout time. And we are on the prefaces. I don't even know if that's the right word. Somebody in the comments, let me know. But like we're in the beginning of seeing, massive market shift, and you need to be ready for that. Like your business plan can't be the same old that it has been for the past couple of years. Like the black swan event of COVID-19 is not even really the biggest event. Like it's the beginning of the biggest events. We are going to see more of this. We're going to see more black swan events. Like I talk about the concept of supply chain, like the concept of just-in-time supply chain being dead. And it totally is. Like it's totally dead. Like it's never coming back in my opinion. Like some people think like, oh, it's just on a vacation. But like, I think that businesses that want to prepare for the future right now, you need to figure out how to manufacture raw resources into physical goods, like immediately. Like you gotta figure out like how to take manufacturing back to the States. You have to figure out how to control your destiny, because one more black swan event, one more future swan event of some kind, and your business could be disrupted. Like we've already, like I know you believe that. That's why you're this far into this video. But when you look at what happened during the last year's Black Swan event, it was not a one-off event. It is the beginning of many more to come. And so hopefully you can realize that with me. Come on this journey with me, I guess, right? Like, I'll keep talking about this stuff. I'll keep helping try and position like where I think people need to focus and prepare. You know, on a preparedness note, I guess, you know, make sure you have a couple of months of food supply. Like, make sure you have enough money to pay your payroll for 3 months. Make sure, you know, like the fact that most businesses would have gone under without PPE, and most businesses with PPE funding still went under last year. And there are some market conditions and certain categories where, like, no matter what you do, you would fail. Restaurants, obviously, and many others. But, like, if you prepare for these events ahead of time, you will actually be able to pivot to opportunities, right? Like, if certain airline industries had prepared, we bailed them out before, right? Like, what, in the 08 timeframe? Or 01? I don't even remember. We've bailed them out, and like, if we don't bail them out again, they're gonna fail again. Like none of this makes sense, right? Like, that's not, there's a reason the Amazon aggregators are flocking to the Amazon industry and flocking to businesses right now. And it's because it's a safe haven. This is not a bubble. This is not like the dot-com bubble. And she's taking her shoes off now. I guess it might be time. She might be wanting to get out. She loves being on the swing. Stay on the swing, guys. Stay on the swing with me. All right, my name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. If you like this message today, leave me a comment. Tell me what your thoughts are. What else do you want me to talk about? I'd be happy to. We'll see you later.